There's the button.
Welcome to Team Duct Tape Podcast with your hosts, Josh Espinoza and Brian Lakes.
It's November 7th, and this is episode 24 of the Team Duct Tape Gaming Podcast, where we talk about the games and geeky things we'd love to the people who care. I'm Josh Espinoza, and with me, as always, is Brian Lakes.
Hey, what's up? Good to be back.
Yeah. How the hell are you, Brian?
I'm doing okay. How are you, is the question.
Yeah. Well, actually, we should probably talk about that a little bit, because that's kind of what put us out. I think our last show was almost 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think we talked about it a little bit before our last show. We talked about it a little bit on our last show, sorry. But I did go in for surgery, and I had a tumor removed that was located around my heart. They opened up my chest, like, fully. So I have a scar that starts right at the top of my sternum and goes almost down to my belly button, a little bit above my belly button. It's a pretty gnarly scar.
Yeah, you were showing me the pictures. It is quite gnarly.
In fact, I will put a link to the show notes that on my blog, I posted a gallery with all my surgery pictures and all that. Some of them are kind of graphic, so you got your fair warning.
Yeah, like your ping pong size tumor.
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah, I've got pictures of inside the surgery room and everything. The doctor took some pictures and he sent them to me and all that. So if you really want to see them, they're there. But they are kind of graphic. So for the first few weeks, I was pretty laid up and I had no interest in doing just about anything. And then, you know, afterwards, when I was feeling better and we could record, timing for game night and for us, it just wasn't working out.
No.
I mean, this is the first real game night we've had since surgery, really. I mean, you've been over before, but when you came over, there was always a purpose for you coming over. It wasn't just to hang out, you know. And so we didn't really get time to sit down and just record. And so, you know, we've been gone a while, but we're back.
We're back.
And speaking of the whole timing being a problem thing, we did also decide that instead of doing a weekly show, we're gonna try doing an every other week show, so that, you know, we can keep coming out with you know, content, but we're not feeling like we're stuck. You know, we have to get this done, but we don't have time for it, you know.
Yeah, we want to be able to game too, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially with this month coming up, you know.
Yeah, finally there's stuff coming out.
For exactly.
It felt like for a while we were always talking about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of gamers, what have you been doing lately, Brian?
Oh, lots of stuff. I think more than anything lately, well, being the Call of Duty fan that I am, the new Call of Duty just came out. So Jim and I have been playing that an awful lot, Advanced Warfare on our PS4. And I got to say, it is so much better than Ghosts. Oh, my gosh. The mobility improvements, the game just seems a lot smoother. I don't know. I just like it a whole bunch better than I did Ghosts.
Yeah, and see, that was one game that I picked up as soon as I got my PS4 also is Ghosts, and I wasn't a big fan.
No, it just didn't hit the same notes that this is.
Yeah. Well, I really like Black Ops.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really fun game.
Yeah, if I had to rank them, I think whenever we talk about it, it's the original Black Ops, I think, is by far one of the best ones. For me personally, Black Ops would probably be at the top of my list, and then I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but Modern Warfare 3 I thought was the next best, and then this one I think has been really good so far too. Not quite ready to make a full judgment on it since it's only been 3 days since it came out, you know, or no, it came out on Monday, so it's almost been a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so no full judgments yet, but so far I'm having so much more fun with it than I did Ghosts.
Right. Well, and I would argue that the first reaction, especially this early, is probably one of your better ones, because the people that bought it, you know, on Monday are the people that buy, usually they buy every version kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so you're getting the better players that up front, rather than, you know, if you bought it 3-6 months down the road, you know, you're going to have a lot more, you know, players playing that aren't necessarily that hardcore.
Yeah, and I play Call of Duty quite a bit. I'm a bad player. I'm by no means a professional. I mean, I don't even want to talk about my kill-death ratio because...
That is mine, Brian.
Because that kill-death ratio is horrible, you know?
When I play Call of Duty with you guys, I don't play because I'm good.
But, I mean, at least with this Call of Duty, I feel like I can take an objective. I can get points for my team that way. I can get kills. Whereas I think on a normal... ghost game, I would go, like, if I was lucky with a good game, I'd have 8 kills the whole game. With Advanced Warfare, I'm finding that's been upped more like 13, I think I would say, is my average so far, which is by no means good. Like I said, I'm not saying I'm a good Call of Duty player at all, but at least I try to play the objective. I try to help out my team as best I can. I don't just run around like a chicken with its head cut off, you know, just playing deathmatch when it's actually an objective-based mode. To each their own, I guess, you know. But so far, I've had so much more fun with this game than Ghosts. Ghosts was just so frustrating.
See, now you say that, and it makes me want to get it now. Because I was very disappointed with Ghosts, and so I traded that in after, I think, a month or two even. And so now I'm kind of interested in...
Yeah, wait a little bit. See if I still like it next week, you know. But they've done a lot of cool things. They brought back score streaks, and a lot of the score streaks are... what's the word I'm looking for? Not upgrade. They are upgradable, but customizable. That's what I'm looking for. So you can make them into support streaks. So if you die, which I tend to do quite a bit, you don't lose all those points that you've built up. So you can actually get a good score streak. You know. So right now, I think my go-to score streaks are like the UAV. They brought back the UAVs. And you can actually shoot them down now. A care package and sometimes the aerial drone. Mostly I've just been using the UAV and the care package. But the cool thing is with these that you can add little things onto them and make them better. So, for instance, you start with the base UAV and it may cost like 300 points. So with that, I want to make it a support streak so that I go into the UAV, I click a little button, and it makes it a support streak. And that adds more points. So to offset the cost of dying a whole bunch of times, so you get to keep those points and you don't lose them, it adds like 500 points. So it becomes like, and these numbers are not accurate, but I'm giving you kind of an idea. It becomes like a 700 point score streak. On top of that, you can add 2 more things to it. So I could have a UAV, plus I can add threat detector to it for 50 more points, which makes it so you can see people through walls. And then if I wanted to add a third thing, you can add up to 3, I think. The other thing is I can get more assist points from my UAV. So I usually run those 3 things, and it makes it about, I want to say, about 1,100 points. Around there, and I'm usually able to hit that each game. Pair that with a care package, which ends up being after you add all the cool things you can with the care package, like you can make it a support streak, you can add boosters on it so it seeks you out instead of dropping one place. That way, if you have to run away, it'll follow you. You can add the trap option to it. So if someone gets to it before you do, it becomes a trap and blows up in their face. Those kind of things. The one I like a lot is the reroll option. So it drops, you see what it has, you can press a button and reroll it and get something else instead. That could be good and bad.
Yeah, well, you know, the longer you stand there rerolling,
exactly. So, yeah, well, you only get to re-roll it once. So you hit the button one time. So say you got like a UAV and you're like, I get UAVs all the time. You can re-roll it and maybe you'll get a remote sentry gun instead. I got a Warbird from it the other day and that was amazing. It's like this big plane that comes in, shoots missiles down, and you can have one of your other teammates will join up and man the little minigun on it and stuff. It was really cool. Yeah. But it's... The maps seem the other cool thing about Advanced Warfare has been the verticality that's been added. So, of course, it's all set futuristic. So you have these exoskeleton suits on you, exosuits they're called. And they give everybody like a double jump ability. You can even upgrade them where you can hover in the air for a little bit if you add that certain ability to it. But you can get on top of roofs. You can boost dodge with them. So you can dodge left, dodge right, backwards kind of thing. You can do a slam from the air that'll do a little bit of damage to those people on the ground. So it's very much more, the pace has picked up a little bit, I feel like. You can get around the map a lot faster. And just the verticality, it adds a whole bunch of new hiding spots to the game.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's good and bad. But if you're playing the objective, you're constantly moving around. They've added several new modes to the game. New modes. Don't quote me on that. Well, because a new mode for me, I should say, one I've been playing is Hardpoint, mm-hmm. where it's like you have the two teams. And you're vying for just this one point on the map. And the longer your team holds that one point, the more points your team gets. But the other team comes in. If they come in, then it becomes contested and you don't generate points. And that one point is only up for like 1 minute. And then it'll move to a different spot on the map. While you're in that point, you get like 125 points per kill. If you kill somebody in there... you get 125 if you're the first in there to capture it. Defending it, you get points. So it's been a good XP generator for me. I'm finding I really like that mode even more so than our usual domination. Domination is still good, but I'm enjoying Hardpoint a lot more. The multiplayer... Oh, the other cool thing. Sorry, I know I'm going on here. But they've added loot drops to the game. So there are over... 350 pieces of loot that you can get from the game.
Explain.
And so every so often, you'll get what's called a supply drop. And it's all time-based, I believe. So you may end up getting one like every hour. Or you do something special in the game, even will give you a loot drop also, I believe. But I believe the more you play, the more loot drops you get. So you'll get a chest, it'll say you've earned a supply drop. And then after the game, when you go into the lobby, there'll be this chest waiting for you. You open up the chest, and you can get several things from the chest. You can get pieces of gear, like to customize your character with, and they're in different tiers as well. You'll have white pieces that are common, green pieces they call enlisted tier, and then blue, which is professional tier, and then gold, I believe, is like an elite tier. So you get shoes, gloves, helmets, chest pieces, exosuits, boots, pants. So all different kinds that you can customize your character with. It doesn't add any points to you, but it's something different to look at, you know?
So it's all just cosmetic.
It's all cosmetic. But you can also earn weapons from the loot drops.
Now, do those have stats?
And those have stats on it, and they also have unique names. So you start off with a base weapon, of course. And, for instance, I have this one weapon called the Ball 27, which is an assault rifle. And I got a loot drop, a blue loot drop from it, which adds 2 points of accuracy and I think a higher fire rate, like 1 point in fire rate. So it adds a bit better stats. And, you know, they balance it out where you get a drawback for something on the gun. So it's not as good as the base, but better than the base in certain ways. So it adds a lot to the game. And you get guns in those versions too. You can get green, blue, or elite guns as well. So it adds quite a bit to it. It makes it, it feeds my loot need, Josh. I mean, I constantly want to see, because I want to see, get another loot drop and see what I get.
Right.
Not only that, but you can get double XP out of a loot drop. You can get a care package that'll drop in game for you. It'll say during your next game, 4 minutes into it, and there'll be a little timer that comes up in game, you'll get a care package that'll fall, that'll have like a low to medium score streak, or some one I got was an elite care package that dropped that warbird, and that was a lot of fun, and it came like 6 minutes into my next match.
Yeah, and see those kill streak stuff, I never was the one that got those. See,
yeah,
I always got, maybe the first one was usually one I'd get a lot, but the second one was every now and again. The fancy stuff that people get for getting their third kill streak, never would see something like
that. Me too. I can never get the, you know, the helicopters that fly in and stuff. I'm just not that good at not dying.
Right.
So
my, if I could break even on my kill death, that was a great
game. Yeah. Yep, that's the way I look at it too. But yeah, that's Advanced Warfare. The campaign itself, I've only played the first few missions. The big pull this year, of course, is Kevin Spacey as an actor
in the
game. And he does a good job in it. And you know, I thought he would just like pop up once or twice. You know, you have this big name, but he's a pretty main character in the story. And it's been a fun story, more so than anything. Usually the campaigns in Call of Duty are like what you'd call the tutorial, you know.
Right.
But more often than not, it seems for this, it's about using new tech and fun things and seeing how they work. So it's been really cool. I'll probably talk about this again next week, you know, if I get farther in it, see if I'm still enjoying it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've only been playing it a few days.
So yeah,
I imagine you'll probably talk about it more.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. But enough of what I've been doing so far. What else have you been doing?
Well, I finally went back to WoW.
Mm-hmm.
We raided pretty hardcore, I'd say, you know, through LK, through Cataclysm. I mean, we were current on the content. We were, you know, one of the higher guilds and on the servers up to, like, the first bit of Cataclysm. You remember.
Yeah.
You were there.
Yeah, I was there.
And then the whole guild, all at once, right as, like, Firelands came out, we all just said, we're done. And
yeah.
We all left the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as Mist came out, I came back and I leveled my character, but I never got way into the game. I just kind of, you know, I didn't really play a whole ton. I leveled, and that was about it. After my surgery, after I started feeling better and I actually wanted to play something, I loaded up WoW, and I started looking for a guild, you know, because I knew our guild wasn't coming back for like, the next expansion.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, yeah, I'm not going to wait around, because I know there's only like 3 people from our old guild that are going to come back for the expansion for sure. And so I was like, I'm going to go find a new home. Not only that, but I kind of got tired of being a guild leader. You know, after my first surgery on my neck, I got to pass off the raid leader thing because, you know, with my vocal cords being messed up for about a year and a half, I couldn't, you know, lead a raid.
I
could barely hear me over, you know, vent and stuff like that. And so I did get to get rid of the whole raid leader thing, so that was nice. But I just was tired of leading a guild. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just wanted to play.
You wanted to play
wanted
and have
to
fun.
Play. Yeah. Exactly. I wanted someone else to do it in Team Duct Tape for so long, and nobody else wanted to do it. And so I just kind of was the de facto guild leader.
That's because they knew what you got yourself into.
You know, and so not that I was a great guild leader or anything. I'm just saying I just didn't want to do it anymore. And so I had been kind of leaning in this, I want to find a new home where I can just be that person that all I have to do is worry about what I'm doing and show up and do it.
Yeah.
And
just enjoy the game for what it is.
Exactly. Enjoy,
you know,
the game. And I tried a few guilds, didn't really find anything I enjoyed. And then I think about 3 weeks ago, I finally found a guild, and I am really enjoying.
Are they a raiding guild then, too?
Yeah, very much so. The guild's name is Benevolence. They're on the Dentarg Whisperwind server, and they're a great bunch of folks. I mean, I've raided with them last 2 weeks, well, 3 weeks. The first week, it was kind of weird because... I joined the guild right after the 6.0 patch came out, and so they had the item squish or the stat squish, and we went into an older raid, and it just, there was a few bosses that you could tell they didn't adjust the mechanics right because things were just hitting way harder than they should, because they're hitting the way they should have been when you had this huge health pool and now you had like a sixth of that, and so things were just killing us like crazy.
Now, the 6.0 patch, is that the pre-WADS patch then?
Right, exactly.
So that's where they adjust everything before they drop the new content.
Yeah, they get got the stat squish. We got the updated models. There's other things that came in. You know, they trimmed a few stats away, trimmed a few abilities away, and they adjusted what some abilities do and stuff like that. But overall, I'd say it's a really great... patch so far. I'm really excited for WADS to drop, but
I eventually would like to go back to WoW, but golly, with so much coming out this month, I don't think I'm gonna make it back for a little while.
Yeah,
you know?
No, and I completely understand, and you're one of the people that I knew was coming back, but even still, I mean, we can do dungeons and stuff with five of us, but you know, everyone's going to want to raid eventually.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
One of the guys was like, well, we'll just join LFR together. And I'm like, that is just a mess.
Doesn't work quite right.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just if you want to be abused like that, I'm saying.
Yeah, where people blame you all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Everyone is just so toxic. I mean, not like League of Legends toxic.
Yeah,
but
still there's that. Yeah. And see, that's always been to me... And that's my personal thing is, like, that's always what kept me out of dungeons was that fear of running into somebody that's going to think I'm bad. And I am. I'm not saying I'm not. You know?
Why are you so bad, Chris?
Exactly. Obi, shut up. If you're listening, Obi, I hate you. But, yeah, that's what's always kept me out of dungeons is I hate when people call you out on stuff when you know you're already bad. I mean, I know I'm a bad player. I was still learning, you know, but I just want to enjoy the game, you know. So I found myself questing more often than not, you know.
I know exactly how you feel now, Brian. See, I was one of those guys that was always doing his research and knowing what the fights were before I got there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I joined this guild... I kind of felt bad because I was joining their raids in noob mode because I had just come back to the game and actually started doing this content and I had no idea what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was close enough to WADS where I was just like, it's not worth the effort to go learn them all.
Yeah.
I'll just get in there and, you know, especially with a lot of those strategy guides or, you know, strategies for these bosses, they're going to be outdated because with the new update, things change. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not as hard, you're more powerful, that kind of stuff. And so I joined this guild, the guild's runs, and they're really great about explaining the bosses to me, just, you know,
that's
straightforward.
Cool.
And even this last raid, one of the tanks couldn't make it, and so my off-spec is tank, and so I actually tanked for them. And they were really great. The other tank was great about holding my hand through the whole dungeon. You know, he just walked me through the whole thing, and it was great.
That's
and
good.
I'm sure I was a failure on many things, but...
Good, and that's what's great about finding a good group of people to game with in games like WoW and games like Call of Duty. Any multiplayer game, you can find a good group of people to play that you enjoy playing with, that's a good thing. That's what makes the game so much better.
Oh yeah, and
you know,
like I said, I haven't met anyone that I didn't like in that guild.
That's awesome.
Yet.
I mean, so. God, with Call of Duty, you get so much toxicity in the community because people just they take it so freaking serious.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, just play and have fun. It's a game. Calm down, yeah. You know. This one match is not going to kill you, you know. Yeah, and very rarely in Call of Duty do I get somebody, you know, calling out, even trying to organize the team in a fashion where you can actually play together and have a good game, mm-hmm. you know. More often than not, it's someone going off about how someone's doing something wrong and why don't you go play team deathmatch instead of the objective when you're, you know, you don't know what that person is doing. They're trying their best maybe, you know?
Right.
So yeah, totally understand having a good group of people to play with.
Yeah. And so, and that's the other thing is it's like, well, you know, I know these couple other players that are good players too from our guild. I'm like, well, why don't you guys go apply here and come join this guild? Because mm-hmm. this guild is right up what we used to, you know, the philosophy of our old guild. I'm definitely leaning towards just saying, hey, you guys, come over here with me too. And
play here.
Because it's been a great guild. I'm really enjoying myself. And I honestly, after trying a few other guilds that just didn't work out, I was kind of like, well, maybe this game just isn't for me anymore, you know, again. And, you know, joining Benevolence just kind of brought that back where, like, yeah, this is what I'm enjoying. This is what I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that that's really all I've played for the last few weeks is WoW.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I've got, like, I played with Clash of Clans and stuff like that, little mobile games. But as far as my majority of my game time, it's all been WoW.
Yeah.
And so I'm all ready for the expansion to come out next Thursday. And,
nice. You have to let us know how it is.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be awesome. I've been hearing a lot about the garrisons and stuff like that. And
it does sound cool. Oh, man, it sounds cool. But for me, I'm, like, excited to get into Far Cry 4 when it comes out, and GTA 5 is coming out on the PS4, and I've got Call of Duty, so I think I'll be pretty occupied.
Sure. You know? Yeah. The wife has the WWE 2K5 coming out on the 18th, and on the same way, I got GTA coming on the 18th. Mm-hmm. So that...
Well, speaking of GTA, we might as well talk about it, you know. Since, you know, this game, we both bought it on the 360 when it came out, you know, when it initially came out, and now it's being re-released on the PS4. But I think there was something that caught both our attention and was like, we have to get this game again, you know, and that was the announced this week, the first-person shooter mode on Call of Duty, on GTA 5. It makes me think of Call of Duty, you know. But if you read on IGN the articles they were coming out with talking about this first person mode, they've gone back, they've redone everything for PS4 and Xbox One, and they've rebuilt it from the ground up with an optional first person mode. And it's, from what I understand, it's totally customizable. For instance, you can play the campaign through in first-person mode. If you want to drive in first-person, you can. But there's also, in the options menu, you can change to driving in third-person. You can take cover in third-person. You don't have to always be in first-person mode. So you can change back to third-person depending on the options that you click in the menu. And it sounds really cool. That alone, I was on the fence between, do I want to get GTA again or do I want to get Little Big Planet 3
mm-hmm.
and something new? You know, since I've already played GTA. And it's a great game. You know, the story, one of the best stories, I think, from the GTA franchise.
Oh, yeah, easily.
You know, but there wasn't anything. See, I was going to put it on the back burner until I was going to pick it up like January or something.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing that mode and the way the screenshots have shown of it made me want to buy it again right away.
Yeah. And see, when I got my PS4, I just went and sold my 360. I didn't even... That was one game that I was like, oh, I'm going to regret selling my 360 because I was really enjoying playing it. But I knew that, you know, with getting the new gen system, I wanted to just kind of go forward.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I am getting kind of tired of plying to the old gen systems. And that's not to say they're not good systems or I want to, you know, alienate everybody that hasn't upgraded to a PS4 or Xbox One, but I feel like we're far enough in the cycle now that I wish developers would just kind of move on, you know?
I mean, Microsoft's already starting to do price drops for crying
Yeah.
Sorry, that wasn't a dig.
That wasn't a jab at Microsoft at all. No. You got to understand, guys. I mean, if you're listening to us, you know we both have PS4s. We both have played on the PlayStation. We both had 360s, and we made the jump to PS4 because it looked like more of where we wanted to be.
Yeah,
and that's not saying the Xbox One is not a good system. I know we're going to get hate mail for it, you know.
Well, and...
But...
I've been honest about saying I have every intention of getting an Xbox One.
Oh, yeah, eventually. Me too.
Right.
When it comes down far enough, I mean...
Well, there just hasn't been that game yet for
me. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I need that game.
When was it? When did it come out? Sunset Overdrive, I think, has been the first game that I've noticed. Besides Titanfall. Titanfall was one I really wanted to play. But I got kind of over that, and now when I saw, and I kind of forgot about the Xbox One or wanting one, but when I saw Sunset Overdrive...
Hold on, your mic just went dead. All right, that's back. Go ahead.
Okay, so anyways, seeing Sunset Overdrive was like the first game that I noticed that I was like, oh, that would be fun to play, you know? And I thought about, you know, I was doing research on getting Xbox One. They were doing some trade-in thing where at Microsoft stores where you could take your 360 in, and they'd give you like $150 off an Xbox One, mm-hmm. be it just the Xbox One or a bundle, you know. And I was really looking at that, but, you know, I decided against it. I'll just wait a little while. I'm in no rush. I've got plenty to play right now, you know.
Right. Well, and that's going back to WoW. That's kind of one of the advantages of WoW is it keeps me from spending more money on games.
Uh-huh.
So essentially, it saves me money.
Yeah. I mean, I still have 3 games sitting on my shelf at home that I have only touched a little bit. Like
right.
on my PS4, I've barely touched Wolfenstein. I've barely touched Need for Speed.
Mm-hmm.
And I really haven't given Watch Dogs its fair shake. I played it probably more than the other two, but when Diablo came out on the console, I picked that up and. I've been playing that pretty much up to Call of Duty coming out.
Yeah. And see, the majority of my PS4 time right now is...
Madden.
Madden. That's about the only thing I play on my PS4. But the majority of the time, I'm actually remote playing on my Vita in bed. I'm not actually sitting like on the couch playing, mm-hmm. you know, my PS4.
And yeah. So I'm way stoked for... GTA 5 to come out on the PS4.
I'm excited to play that game again.
It's gonna now if we could only get heists into the game, you know.
Yeah, I've given up on online heists.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that I'll really touch the online part. The single player I think has enough content there that'll keep me busy for a while.
Oh yeah. The single player campaign or story is easily worth the price of admission.
Exactly.
The online is just kind of the tacked on, sure it's there, whatever. Unless they do something drastic with it, I probably won't touch it either.
No, I didn't enjoy it when we tried it on the 360. It just wasn't worth the time for me. If I want to play multiplayer deathmatch where I get killed over and over again, I'll go to Call of Duty.
No, I will give it to Rockstar. They have been coming out with content for it, but and they haven't been charging for it. It's been free updates.
It's been free.
But, I mean, it's costumes, guns, I think some car models. It's not like it's anything too fancy.
No new modes, really.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. If you like doing races, you know, in co-op or doing like a deathmatch style stunt thing, okay, that's there, but I get tired of that pretty quickly.
Yeah. It was pretty repetitive when we played it over and over again. You know, there were only so many co-op missions in online that you could play, and they repeated themselves after a while.
Right. About the only thing that I found super fun was, you know, getting in a group where it's me, you, and, like, DT, and we go exploring or going doing things that, like, we're all jumping out of this plane. We're skydiving together.
Or we went and robbed the bank, and we jumped in the car and ran away from the cops.
The
and then
stores, robbing
the stores.
The
helicopter. Yeah, That was fun. Yeah. See, now that stuff is fun, but it was just totally free play.
Right.
And you know, there wasn't a mode.
Yeah, and it wasn't a ton of it. Eventually, you ran out.
No.
And there wasn't a ton of gain out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it kind of lost its appeal after maybe a couple hours of play.
Yeah. So. The other thing about GTA that I'll mention is I've been playing GTA San Andreas on my phone, and they did a heck of a job with the controls this time around on San Andreas. I think they had a sale on it a couple weeks ago, and I picked it up for like $3.99.
I think I have it.
Yeah, and it's been really fun. I mean, the controls, of course, it's a touchscreen, takes some getting used to, but knowing that you have GTA San Andreas on your phone and being able to pull it out and play it whenever you want to, that's phenomenal. You know, I mean, it's such a huge world. One of the biggest GTAs by far, you know, with a ton of stuff to do in San Andreas. And they totally changed it for the touch-based system and stuff. And like I said, the hardest part for me at first was the driving the vehicles. But there's several different driving options they give you, and I found one that worked for me, and it's been so much fun just to sit back and play that in bed upstairs, you know, before I go to sleep at night. Just pull my phone over and play some GTA before I go to sleep, you know.
And that's kind of how I've been having to get my GTA fixed lately, because I want to play 5.
Uh-huh.
I've been wanting to play 5, and I will be able to play 5 again soon.
10 days, you know, like 10 days, and we'll get it. So.
In fact, right before they announced that it was coming to the new gen console, I was very close to going and buying an old gen system
just to play it.
5, yeah. So I kind of lucked out on that one.
Yeah, I'm so stoked for it. So that, Far Cry 4, and that are my next games, and those will probably be my end of purchases for the year.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm leaning with the WWE 2K15 and GTA 5. Those are probably my purchases for the rest of the year, because other than those two, WADS is going to keep me plenty busy.
Yeah, and I have my whole Steam library still. And now I can actually play games from my Steam library.
Speaking of which, Brian has a big announcement to make.
I'm getting a new computer, finally!
We just ordered Brian a new gaming machine. And
a brand new desktop. No longer am I only on a laptop.
Yeah.
I have now joined the elite.
The master race.
And got myself a desktop computer.
Yeah, what was it? It was a 8-core, 3.5 gigahertz, what was it, the AMD FX8 3050,
yeah,
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
NVIDIA graphics card, of course, because AMD graphic cards suck. I'm a little biased there, I guess.
But we found a great deal today. You know, iBuyPower.com had a Veterans Day sale.
Yeah.
And we found this rig on there, and like $800, around about $800, it came like under that for a great system that I am so looking forward to. Now I just got to find a monitor.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I need is a monitor now, and then and I'll be fine. I'm sure I can get that on the cheap.
Yeah, and I think it came with you got the GT 750 Ti, I think it was just a graphics card. So that's, you know, that'll get you going.
Yeah, well, and now I can, you know, I'll be able to play like Diablo on high settings, actually, you know, and when I jump into WoW, or when I jump back into WoW, or even Skyrim and Fallout, without it being so glitchy anymore. Well,
that's the other thing, is like when I load up Skyrim on my machine, I did notice that they came out with the high res DLC thing.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, it's like, you know, you're running it on ultra, and it's like, it just doesn't look as good as other games do.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And so, but I'm looking for, and with the more space now, I mean, I'm going from a 250 gig hard drive to a terabyte now.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of nice space for me to have.
You'll fill it up with, you know, music.
Yeah, music and movies or something. You know,
cats dancing. I can see it already.
But yeah, I've had several games in my Steam library that I cannot run on this laptop because it's it's 3 years old, you know, 3-4 years old almost.
Well, and it wasn't exactly a top of the line laptop. When
I bought it, yeah. It was more out of convenience for something, but for didn't we pay like $650 for this one?
I don't think
it
was like four.
For it, you know, did the job good enough for the last few years.
Yeah, and you bought that when Star Wars came out, didn't
you?
Yeah,
that wasn't. It couldn't run it on high set. It had to run it on low.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it's worked. You know, it is what it is, and I can give it up in 2 weeks.
Right. And so you're going to get a real machine now?
Yep.
You're going to name yours?
Maybe.
DT bought his, and he named it Zeus.
Zeus, yeah.
I bought mine, and I named mine Bertha.
Well, I'll have to get the feeling when it comes here and see what it is. Yeah.
Fill it out, you know.
Yep.
Anyway, speaking a little bit of, you know, we said something about Skyrim and Bethesda.
And Fallout.
Speaking of Fallout.
Oh, my gosh.
We had another hoax that, you know, broke my heart and made me cry and sit in the
car. Dang you.
So there was a news report that came out that Bethesda had trademarked Fallout Shadows of Boston or something along those lines.
Shadow over Boston or something
to do with Boston. And then the next day, of course, Bethesda announced that that wasn't them. It wasn't true.
It was a hoax. Yeah.
Need to announce that they're... I just need them to tell me that they're working on...
Exactly.
Fallout.
Give us something, you know?
I don't even care if they say it's not going to be ready till 2016. Just... tell me you're working on it.
Yeah. Give us some inkling of hope here. I mean, I'd be happy if they were working on another Elder Scrolls game, you know?
Well, they are. It's called Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, shut up. That game does not exist. I refuse to believe it.
And I never even tried it, so I don't know how good or bad it is. I've heard good things about it, but I've heard it's more... It feels more like an MMO... Mm-hmm. In the Elder Scrolls world, where not like an Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, has it even come out on the consoles yet?
No. I want to say no.
I want to say no, too. And it was supposed to, like, months ago. I wonder if they've given up on the console version of it.
I don't know. And that, for me, when they announced that they were coming out on a console, that was a down point for anti thing for me, because... I've played MMOs that are on console and PC, and they just don't feel right to me compared to like something like WoW. You know, you got like the new Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah.
And I played a little bit on the console, and I can it feels like it was made for the console, and then when you play it on the PC, you still feel like you should be
playing it on the console.
Right,
yeah.
The way the controls work and stuff like that. And same for me went for DCUO.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun game, and I liked it, but it just felt limited because they were getting it on the console.
Yeah.
You know, and so that was kind of an anti part of it for me, or something that leaned me away from trying it.
The turnoff for me was in the beta. Mm-hmm. I tried it on the beta, and granted, it could have been my old piece of crap laptop.
I almost guarantee it was your laptop, because I remember watching you try to play it.
It was so bad, you know. But even then, when it would work, you know, it just didn't. I don't know. It didn't feel like a real Elder Scrolls game to me. No, not like a Skyrim or an Oblivion.
See, and I wonder if it still has its with the subscription and how much it costs to buy or whatever. Because that's something I wonder if you'll try after you get a real nice rig.
Maybe. So, you know, if it was free, I'd probably try it. But if it's going to be a subscription based, I don't think I would.
See, my problem with subscription based games is I really enjoy WoW. So if I'm going to pay a subscription for an MMO, I might as well be playing WoW.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And they need to be supporting the game. I mean, if you're paying a subscription for it, you should have constant updates or constant some kind of flow of information, knowing that they were working on something.
Right.
That was the problem with SOTOR. Is we were paying for how long and we were playing for how long with no change.
Right. Well, and speaking of Star Wars, I'm pretty sure they've got a new expansion coming out.
Yep, they do.
And you know what? I was actually talking to DT about Star Wars today.
Uh-huh.
You know what one of my biggest gripes about that game is? They came out with that new Galactic Starfighter mode where it's basically PvP, but instead of it being just you, you're a ship.
Oh, okay.
And they have like domination and deathmatch mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But the problem I've seen is that's such a good mode and it's so fun, but it could have easily been a standalone game
itself.
By itself. And so, and you get experience and stuff for playing it. And so I noticed last time I played Star Wars that you had tons of people. They were max level, still wearing the stuff you get when you start your character. Because they would roll a character, and that's all they do.
And that's all they play.
Right. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you're enjoying. But it just kind of shows me that they put all this work into this one thing. And it's like, well, how long were you working on that? And then, you know, if you could have kind of focused that into another way, you probably could have competed a while longer with your subscription and all that, because that didn't just come up overnight. I guarantee they were working on that when the game launched.
Oh, probably. You know?
And it's a great mode, but like I said, that could have easily been a standalone game and probably done well.
See, and that sounds like something I would have played had I still be in the game. You know, had I, if I was still playing it. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, it is free to play, Brian.
It is free to play.
You're gonna have a computer that will play it.
I think I have enough right now. I'll be okay. Yeah, pretty sure. So I guess the other big thing we should talk about before we wrap things up is BlizzCon.
BlizzCon started,
and there's a whole bunch of stuff that's coming out. So where do we want to start here, Josh?
Well, I mean, obviously we've talked about it before. Blizz Wads is coming out next week.
Yep.
I don't know that they've talked a whole bunch about it or Blizzard yet, because most of the information about Wads is already
out there.
But it's Blizzard anyway.
I think we should talk about the new thing that was announced.
So, y'all heard about Titan Project getting canceled.
Project Titan canceled.
Yeah, Project Titan canceled. Well, they did a Q&A at BlizzCon, and apparently Project Titan became Overwatch. They announced Overwatch at BlizzCon.
There's a trailer up for it. We should put that in the show notes.
Oh, and, you know, I watched the trailer at work, and I kind of get a Pixar feel.
Yeah, what I was going to say. You know? Pixar feel to it.
But then when I saw the gameplay stuff, I kind of felt a little Borderlands-y.
Okay. You know what I mean? Now, I had the feeling of Team Fortress.
Well, no, yeah. The game mode, Team Fortress, definitely. Yeah. And that's what everyone's saying. Is that it's a Team Fortress style game.
I meant
the art, the way it looked and felt while you're moving around, the guns and stuff, the way they're looking. It felt very Borderlands-y. But it looks like a fun game. I'm not really into Team Fortress.
Me neither.
I'm going to try it because it's Blizzard.
Yeah, and they haven't steered us wrong yet, you know.
Oh, yeah, Blizzard hasn't given me a game I did not like yet. And that's the other thing is I've noticed that, you know, Blizzard doesn't necessarily come up with these great ideas that make these amazing games. They find a market, something that's already going on, and then they
do it better.
They do it the best.
Yep, exactly.
And, you know, they did that with WoW.
They did it with Hearthstone. They did. I mean, look at it that.
I don't know. Hearthstone's a great game. I wouldn't say it's Magic just yet.
No. I wouldn't say it's Magic, but they did some. They found their own niche.
Oh, definitely.
That works for them.
Right.
You know, and for me, I've been hooked to that game since it came out.
Oh, yeah, easily. And that's not what I was
trying
to say.
Still play it every day.
Yeah, that's not what I was trying to say. What I'm saying is, like, with WoW, when that came out, it just took over the MMO world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Hearthstone came out, and it's not quite there yet. It's very popular, and it's very good. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say it's taken over the card game.
Yeah, no.
You know, same would go for, like, your StarCraft or your Warcraft games, your RTSs. It just kind of led, you know. I remember playing StarCraft for years after it was relevant as far as, you know, current or anything like that. What else you got? I think that's it.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, they just do things better. I mean, the quality of production is very high. Some ways, because I want it to come out, I wish it wasn't. You know, like, I've been waiting for Heroes of the Storm, and I'm not a MOBA player, But seeing that, the arcade kind of style to it makes me want to try it. I mean, very much the way that Hearthstone caught my interest with how fast-paced it is, how fun it is. You know, it's just easy to go in and drop 10 minutes and play a complete Hearthstone game.
Right.
Whereas Magic, you play for...
You can play for hours.
For hours, the same game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Heroes of the Storm has been in tech alpha for... ever now.
Oh, that's the other thing.
You know, and they're going into
beta in January.
In January, and I hope that I can get into it, because that's one game I've been wanting to try out.
Yeah, and see, I'm in the same boat as you, is I'm not a MOBA player, but I want to play Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, pining to get that beta code or that alpha.
No.
I mean, I would take one.
Exactly. If you want to offer me one, I'll take it.
But, you know, it's not one of those ones that I'm like, oh, come on, guys. Where's my code?
Exactly. When's it going to happen? Yeah. You know, getting angry over it.
But it's definitely something I'm going to play.
Yeah.
And I've heard nothing but good from
me
it.
Me too.
Even, you know, the few people I know that got into the alpha, they're in the same boat. They're not MOBA players, but they're saying this is good. Mm-hmm. You know, this is fun.
Looks very approachable compared to other MOBAs.
And that's one thing they're saying about Overwatch, is it's going to be, they want it to be approachable by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been pretty standard from Blizzard, is their games are pretty approachable.
Yeah.
And so.
I hope they have a control option for it. That's one thing, a controller option. Because I am not good at playing FPSs with the mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
I know.
It's
the same. Well, you know, just as a comparison, since I've been playing Diablo on my PS4, I go back to the PC and I'm like, how do I do this again? You know, kind of thing. I can play it on the PC just fine, but I wish there was that option. Now that I've had the controller in my hand and played Diablo with a controller, I wish they had that option on the PC.
I wonder if they'll ever implement that, the PC or the PC controller option, because
I wish
there's
they would.
A lot of games now that do that, where it mm-hmm. just, you know, where you plug in your 360 controller and it works, you know.
Yeah, it's so much for me in playing Diablo, it's so much easier with the controller in my hand. I don't have to think, okay, look down and sit, hit this key to do this, you know, or think about where my key bindings were at and go, okay, wait a minute, where was my potion button? Oh, yeah. Right here. You know, it's just standard on the controller. So I hope that's something that they implement eventually. I mean, I'm not dying to have it. I mean, I can play it just fine on the PC. But if they added it, I think that would be great, you know.
Yeah. Well, and I think that really that it's just a hours thing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I was kind of the same way when I first moved into the PC world. It kind of was a little weird for me to get used to playing with the keyboard and mouse, but... now it's just kind of second nature. It's just the preference of
practice
your controller.
Makes perfect. Yeah. Practice with it and whatnot. I guess the other thing that came out of BlizzCon, StarCraft II Legacy of the Void is going to be a standalone game.
Now, I had questions about this little... Why? You know,
why are they making it standalone?
I have some questions about that because I hope... that they're not making it standalone so that they can charge you $60 for it.
Oh, I hope not either. Yeah.
I'm really hoping not, because that would be an Activision thing. And
yeah.
You're seeing a little bit more and more.
See the money grab there.
But Blizzard's been really good about kind of holding Activision. I mean, you can tell when Activision joined or bought Blizzard or whatever, however, when they became one. But that being said... Blizzard's done a good job of giving you the value when they're gonna, you know, the store came out and there's the mounts and stuff, but they're cool mounts, you know what I mean? It's not mm-hmm. like you're spending money on stuff that's, you know,
that's not really subpar,
right? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so Blizzard's done a good job about, you know, if we're paying extra, we're getting the value for that. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm hoping that doesn't mean that we're gonna end up paying $60 for it. But it could also just be because when they changed their model around a little bit where they give you the whole arcade mode of StarCraft for free,
yeah,
maybe it's just kind of tying into that where you already have this base game and so you're just adding this Yeah, you're just adding this one piece in rather than it being an expansion per se.
Who knows? You know, I still haven't played Heart of the Swarm. You know, and now it's at an affordable price, and I'm sure there'll probably be a sale sometime this month on it with Black Friday. I mean, it's already at 20, isn't it now? I think it's at $20
Is it?
On Blizzard, on Battle.net.
See, I don't pay attention to those.
So, I mean, you already have it.
Yeah,
so,
I bought it right away.
I mean, heck, I haven't even finished StarCraft 2 yet, so...
Oh, such a good story, man.
Well, this computer is part of the problem that I'm using right here.
Fair enough. You know?
So, I mean, yeah, StarCraft 2, I was getting slideshow things happening. You can't have that in an RTS,
no,
you know?
Definitely not with an RTS, no.
No. So that's, you know, that would be one that I can play now too.
Yeah, definitely. But going back to Overwatch a little bit, when I was reading the story about it, Project Titan becoming Overwatch, it kind of made me laugh a little bit because I can almost swear that I remember them, and this is going to start a whole can of worms that I don't know that we want to get into just yet, but I
let
can
the
almost,
hate meal commence.
I can almost swear that Blizzard had mentioned that Project Titan was supposed to be a first-person shooter MMO, kind of.
I kind of remember
Destiny
hearing that too.
Towards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm about to go off the rails on Destiny.
Oh no, we've got a lot to say, but this is going to add a whole half hour to the show and just about Destiny.
No, but I think that the Blizzard might have saw how Destiny struggled, and then there's like, yeah, we don't want any part of that, and they kind of changed gear a little bit. And that's kind of how it sounded with the Q&A. And I didn't read the whole Q&A, so I could be completely wrong and out on left field. But that was just the feeling I got with the little bit I did read.
Yeah, and I seem to remember Titan being something about crafting, too, or something. Like they were finding... I remember reading some interview where they said something like the mechanics of crafting in the game we didn't enjoy or something like that. And we didn't find it that it was a fun experience. So one of the reasons why they scrapped it.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it looks awesome. The graphics, you know, they look fun. And like I said, the trailer that I saw, it looked very Pixar. And I was
like,
this is awesome.
Yeah, the CG was amazing in it, you know. It looked great and it was fun to watch. So like we said, I may not be a Team Fortress 2 player, but I'll try it when it comes out.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to try this game. And, I mean, Blizzard hasn't done wrong by me yet. So.
No. Now, speaking of companies that have done wrong by us now, Bungie.
You disappointed me. And I'm pretty sure Bungie's owned by Activision as well, isn't it?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't think it's owned by Activision. I think they partnered with Activision for this, but I don't think they're owned by Activision.
Anyway.
Can we Google that really quick?
Anyway, I don't really care, but
no, but it is what it is now.
Yeah, it is what it is, but man, Destiny has just been such a disappointment.
It has, and I was excited for it. I mean, Jim and I were both
excited.
And we played it for probably a month, but then it just got stale.
Yeah.
It's very lackluster.
It's very repetitive.
Very repetitive.
The story and questing is kind of, very lackluster. It seems very...
What story?
Thing.
That's the other thing,
Here's the thing. I noticed if you go through and you read all your grimoires, all the cards you get, stuff,
you get a lot of the
story.
There
is story there. You just have to go find it. They don't throw it in your face like a Borderlands might.
Yeah.
But it is there.
Mm-hmm.
But the game felt so trimmed down, and it felt so... It just felt like things were should have been that just kind of got thrown out. One of the biggest things for me is like the sparrows. They have all these stats for your sparrows,
but yet
for what?
No model ever changes those stats.
Right. Well, no, and I mean it's like you get all these stats for your sparrow when you upgrade your sparrow, but it's like what? So I can get there 5 seconds earlier than my friends that I'm gonna have to wait for anyway. For me, it just feels like there was something they were gonna do with that.
But they didn't do it.
It got removed. Or it got
it's the same thing with the ships.
Right.
You know, besides something that you watch on a loading screen. That's all it is.
So the ships, they have stats too, don't they?
Yes.
And there's different models. And yeah, exactly like you said. The only thing that they're used for right now is the loading screen.
Yeah. I'm going to spend all this time in in-game credit on watching a loading screen.
Yeah.
You know, I think our friend Jim said it the best, where Destiny is a game that is very good and it looks and it runs very good. It's a great looking game. It runs great. It does what it's supposed to do, but it doesn't stand out in any aspect.
Right.
And it doesn't do anything really well.
It doesn't do anything amazing or head and shoulders.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, it seemed like what they were going for was more of a like a Diablo style loot. You know,
Borderlands. I think they were trying to go for a Borderlands.
And see, I would have wanted more of a Borderlands. Is what when I've been playing it, that's kind of what I wanted: more Borderlands, less Halo.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And it just isn't there. Now I know they fixed it since, but it's like the loot before. The loot was ridiculous.
Yeah, the loot is ridiculous.
It's better than it used to be.
At least now when it drops a blue, it's actually a blue.
Right.
That it drops, you know, not. You're getting picking up a blue and getting a green, you know. Right. But it's still hard. The loot is hard to come by. And some people may argue, well, that's a good thing. It makes you work for it. I get that, you know. Mm-hmm. But for me, it just – we played it a lot, too. Jim and I played. We played through the whole story together. We played – we've done several raids. We've done, you know, several boss fights, things like that. And it just – it got very repetitive, you know. There's – you're pretty much at the end of it when you reach the level cap, you're just grinding for gear, right. You know? And that, and I get that. Yeah, that's the end game. But people say, well, the end game is where the game really starts. I never found that. I guess I was playing the wrong game because the game is not taken off for me in that respect. Well, I don't find it so much better after I've reached the cap.
See, when I hear stuff like that, that thing makes me think of, like, WoW. That is how WoW is. You know, the game is great while you're leveling, but once you get to cap, that's when you start doing all the fun stuff.
Like the raids and the dungeons and things like that.
But, yeah, I mean, you have the dungeons on Destiny. They just didn't pull me in I would hope.
No.
You know, and my experience often was I'd get into a dungeon and then we'd get to the boss and someone would quit and then it wouldn't throw someone else in.
Yeah, and it wouldn't throw somebody else in. Yeah.
We can't finish with two people.
Yeah, the other thing that really irritated me after a while was there's no real difference in any of the classes.
Right.
There's nothing that really, besides the super move that each class does, there's nothing that really sets you apart from any other class. And the talent system, in my opinion, is kind of dumb. When you get a new power in the game, you really don't feel any different than you do before. It's not noticeable at all. Never in the game is there a time where you feel like a total badass.
Right.
You know, even when you reach cap, you don't feel like a badass. You can still die by really low-level stuff.
Sure.
You know, and at that point, you reach the cap in the game, you should be able to walk through certain stuff.
Right. And,
you know, and I'm not saying you can't. You'd have to be very inexperienced at shooters to die by something that's much lower level than you. But it still can happen. You can still get ganged up on by a bunch of low-level creatures and find yourself dead.
Right. And see, that was one of my other complaints, though, is like you were saying, how it felt very much the same as, you know, I'd be going to so I'm on the moon, and I have all these different missions. They all felt like I was going to the same
place. Mission. Yeah, same place, same thing.
So I don't know. It just, they touted this big open world, and it just didn't feel that way.
No, it hasn't. And the bomb I think that dropped for me was the DLC, the DLC
on,
bomb
on disc DLC. That is a big red flag for me.
Yeah, no, that's just a blatant money grab attempt.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Dom was mentioning earlier, you know, maybe, you know, look at Blizzard. There, you could argue that they have data on the disc kind of thing because, you know, they're working on this and when it ships and it's, you know, it's there. And for me, though, it kind of felt like a different thing. For me, in that comparison, it'd be equivalent to Blizzard saying, all right, here's Wrath of the Lich King, and all of WoD's is in there as well, but we're going to wait, you know, until, you know, 2 years down the road to give it to you.
You get to pay $60 to unlock that key.
Right.
Or to use that key to unlock it, you know, when it's already there.
And so it's very different, in my opinion. This is... them just holding content back just to charge you for it later.
Exactly, just and to charge you for it later when it should have already been there. If it's on the disc, that means they're done with it.
Right, and if I recall, I'm fairly sure that it was available in the alpha, or it's either the alpha or the beta.
It was.
And people were able to play it, and then all of a sudden it was gone when the game released. Mm-hmm. And people were like, wait a minute.
Where'd it go?
Right. Yeah. And so it's kind of... It's just disappointing to see that from Bungie, because Bungie was one of those other companies that I trusted to say, okay, I hadn't tried your game. I'm not going to try your game before I buy it. I'm just going to trust you and buy it. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, the only other company that I do that for is Blizzard and Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So yeah. They kind of lost me on that one.
Yeah, and I think it's just the overall feel of the game. When the DLC bomb dropped, a week ago or something, wasn't it about a week ago that it dropped?
Yeah.
At that point with Destiny, I was already feeling burnt out on the game. I was just kind of done with it, you know?
My other gripe about the DLC was the price of it. It was $20.
$20.
And it was, what, 5 maps or something like that? It was like a few quests and a few dungeons, like 2 or 3 or something like that. I'm like, for $20?
For $20, yep.
I mean, I think it's ridiculous when Call of Duty tries to sell you, what was it, 4 maps for $15?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous in my opinion, too. I mean...
But yet I buy it every time.
Brian's a sheep.
I know. Hey, I got the season pass. I get one for free.
I'm like, you throw $20 down, it's like I can buy a lot of very good full retail games for that.
For $20, yeah.
And you're going to sell me a couple maps for $20?
Yeah, just for me, there's no point in it. Yeah. Just because it never stood out. I gave it a fair shot, and it just has not stood out at all.
Yeah, it hasn't. It didn't do a good job of pulling me in and keeping me there. I played through. I leveled all the way up, and I mean, I liked it enough. I don't necessarily feel ripped off by paying my $60 or anything, but I'm glad I didn't get that digital deluxe or whatever.
Yeah, with the season pass, I would have been pissed.
Yeah, I would have been very upset. But yeah. I mean, I don't feel ripped off or anything with what I got for what I paid, but I'm not going out of my way to throw money at them anytime soon.
I'm done with it. Sorry, my copy's up on eBay.
Moving on.
Yep. But, you know, it is what it is now. You know, we mentioned, is that Activision coming through with the partnership in Bungie there with a blatant money grab? I don't know. You know, it's just disappointing.
Yeah. And that's the thing is I don't know if it's necessarily Bungie or Activision or what, who's making these decisions, but it just disappointed me in general. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't want to go close the show out on a down note. So one other small thing we can mention is Blizzard's doing something cool for the Ebola charity. They're making another, and they've done this before with other in-game pets. They're making an in-game pet, and all the proceeds for it will go to I don't remember which, but an Ebola charity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Draenei little...
Oh, it looks like a ram or something like a sheep kind of thing. Yeah.
And I was kind of confused because I was like, wait, we have Draenei, though. Is this like a little baby Draenei? Or
yeah, an Argi. It's called a hungry space goat.
Right, that's what it was. I was like, wait, space goat. We already have space goats. They're space called Draenei. Yeah. That's what the joke was.
But
ruined that.
It's only $10, you know. I mean, and it goes to a good cause.
Right, exactly. You know, it's $10 and it goes to a good cause, and so
yeah.
We'll see. I'll probably pick one up just because.
And that's one of the things I enjoy about WoW. I love getting all the in-game pets and stuff that follow you around, and they're just fun to look at.
Yeah, definitely.
At least they follow you around, not like a ship where you watch it on the loading screen.
And that's the other thing now with these pets, though, is with Mists of Pandaria, they added that pet battles, the Pokemon mode.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually something you can do with them now, and it's not just a pet that follows you around anymore. So,
yep.
But I think that's going to do our show for the this week or this episode or whatever you want to call it.
Come back again and join us in a couple weeks. You know, like we said before, we'll be doing this every other week. You can contact us at our website, which is tdtpodcast.com. The show Twitter is at tdtguild, or you can email us at the show, which is show@tdtpodcast.com.
And I think that'll do it.
Hey, take it easy, guys.